Vice President Park Kwesi Arthur says government is determined to address the huge infrastructural deficit of the country. This, he said, will continue to drive and sustain the growth and expansion of the economy. Vice President Emisa Arthur said this when he paid a courtesy call on the acting paramount chief of the Yilo traditional area, Nene Osayem Odokotume, at Somanya in the eastern region. He said in 3.5 years, the central bank increased the country's reserves to $5.4 billion, describing it as unprecedented. Vice President Emisa Arthur therefore asked traditional authorities to continue to pray for the nation and advise to ensure that the December election is free of violence before, during, and after the polls. Our correspondent Seth Iya has filed this report.
Vice President Park Kwesi Emisa Arthur received a rousing welcome from Atimpoku to Krobo Jumase and Yilo Krobo all in the Eastern Region, accompanied by the Eastern Regional Minister Victor Smith, his deputy and parliamentary candidate for Lower Maya, Okilitete Elabi, the Eastern Regional Chairman of the NDC, Julius Debra, and some DCEs. The Vice President paid courtesy calls on the governor of Maya Krobo, Nene Sakite in Krobo Jumase, and the acting paramount chief of Yilo Traditional Area, Osayam Odokotume in Somaya. Vice President Emisa Arthur called on traditional authorities and Ghanaians in general to complement government's efforts in protecting the peace of the country.
The culture is with you, tradition is on your side, and you are in touch with our ancestors to help this country maintain the stability, the security, and the peace that we have had for the last 20, 30 years or so, that it will continue despite the noises that politicians make on the road. We also asking for the people to maintain peace even as they enjoy their respective parties, and to maintain this during the election and after, so that Ghana will continue to be a haven of peace in this turbulent part of Africa.
Nene Sakite pledged to support the Vice President to help President Mahama to steer the affairs of the state.
As long as the President has all the confidence in you to appoint you to this highest position, we are all behind you and will pray for you so that you can use all the experience that you've had over the years, not only as the governor of Bank of Ghana, but the experience you've had throughout your professional career. And I'm sure that will guide you through this difficult time. And I'm happy that you've also wholeheartedly accepted this challenge.
At the palace of Nene Osayem Odokotume, Vice President Emisa Arthur assured the people of Maya and Yilo Krobo that the government would not let them down in the area of infrastructure such as roads, potable water, health and educational facilities.
The challenge of macroeconomic stability has been resolved. The challenge of continuing growth with jobs and employment is the next one. And our priority is to tackle the infrastructural deficits in this country. The roads you have talked about, in other health facilities, in education, are the next steps that have to be taken to make the economy grow in a self-sustained way. So I will accept the challenge and the request that you have made about the conversion of the hospital, about the roads, about the educational facilities, as necessary things that will happen when John Mahama is giving a second term.
Vice President Emisa Arthur addressed world-attended rallies in Krobo, Jumase, and Somaya and introduced the parliamentary candidates. He urged the people to vote massively for President Mahama and the parliamentary candidate.
Says AS report.